1998. He has written and translated several books. Some of them are Kitab al-Tawheed by Sheikh Sudduq and the Introduction to Islam and Islamic Laws. As you know, the layout of this webinar will be the Sayyid speaking to 30 to 40 minutes. Then at the end, inshallah, if the viewers had any questions, I will pass them on to the Sayyid. Sayyid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for joining me in this webinar. Inshallah, you're doing well.
Thank you.
Inshallah, whenever you're ready, Sayyidina, begin with your subtopic, and inshallah, I'll be taking any questions and feedback from the participants, and I will ask them at the end, inshallah.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة لأهل التقوى واليقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين بالقاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وارواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفن اللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال المعصوم عليه الصلاة والسلام العالم بزمانه لا يهجم عليه الفتن. I had offered to do a session on the economical situation during and after coronavirus. As you know, that COVID-19, because it started in 2019 from Wuhan, China, that's why it's called COVID-19. And it was the end of 2019, November, if I'm not mistaken, when they discovered that there is a virus called coronavirus. And in 2020, it started spreading into Asia, and then from Asia into Europe, North America, then Central America, South America, Africa, West Asia. Now, the whole of last year, we have seen the damage this virus has done to the economy, because we have a topic. We're not going to be going into the health crisis and other issues. We're only concerned with economical crisis. Many multinational companies have failed. It has affected the most to the travel industry. So the airline industries have been very heavily affected, and many airlines have gone bankrupt. Many airlines will be going bankrupt because many of the airlines were given help. Traveling became the most difficult thing during the pandemic, and the hospitality industry was affected. So the hotels, tourism, all of these were affected. Many European countries supplied, and many other countries as well, supplied their residents and their citizens with financial help for businesses on individual basis as well, personal companies. Many countries could not afford to give help. So internationally, there has been many serious damages to the tourism industry, travel industry, hospitality, hotels have been affected, impacted. Many are now going bankrupt. Many airlines, big airlines, laid off their employees. So many people were made redundant, lost jobs, without naming any. So you know that there are many, many airlines that were affected. One European airline had 10,000 employees. They made 9,000 of those redundant. Some of the airlines from Middle East, they also laid off a large number of employees. Now, many big multinational companies went bankrupt. Many European and British companies went bankrupt. Many are going bankrupt, and many were given loans. So small, any company, any private company, small companies, they were given £50,000 loan. Now, many people will not be able to pay those off. they were given help and they are expected to pay those back. Now, when people, well, in 2021, what we will see is a greater impact on the economy, because now people are losing their patients, people are also losing jobs, businesses, and also their savings are running out. We will see a great impact on the food industry now. So the rise in the prices of food and drinks. Internationally, we will see a rise in the price. Not every single country, but a lot of the countries, most of the countries, will see a rise in food prices. Even basic food items will see a rise in food prices. Secondly, we will see shortage of foods. Many countries have not been, they've been impacted and affected for producing what they normally produce in terms of crops, cereals, all sorts of things. Even meat products, because many countries, due to lockdown and many of the natural disasters in Australia, New Zealand, so a lot of the animals were lost. I'm not sure the exact numbers, but in Australia alone, they were saying over 500 million animals were burnt in the fire. So this is going to impact many things. One of the other things that we will see during this pandemic is conversion from dollar to probably international reserve currency, from dollar to some other digital currency. And that will be controlled by the big powers, obviously, but China will play a major role. They have rolled out their digital currency, cryptocurrency. So there'll be cryptocurrencies, digital, electronic currency, whatever you want to call them. So you cannot hide what you have. And they will basically say, okay, everything now is converted from currency into digital currency. And many people who think they've taken loans, you know, the currency, the countries will now control it and say, okay, we have taken so much of you, and this is what you have, and that's how you have to live your life. So there will be a, there will be more control after pandemic on economy, on your travel, on everything, but mainly on your on what you own, what you have, and the taxes, everything. You cannot hide things, so there will be more control over how we live our lives, where we travel to. So they are going to, you know, some of the multinational companies will make more money. So the this whole concept of capitalist society, so the rich become richer and the poor become more poor. So the poor become poorer. We will continue to probably see that. Some of the multinational companies will make more money. And some of the, one of the things through economy we will see is the energy, you know, the reserve energy, or alternative energy, as I call it, or many different terminologies. To be honest, I can't even keep up with some of the terminologies that are being introduced, like the you know, the solar panels, solar energy, like the wind turbines and everything. So you will see a rise in all of those. So the people investing should reconsider where they invest. So oil and gas dependency will lessen, and people will move on to some of the other energy products. So the car industry will slowly move on to some of the other, you know, like electronic cars, and not run on gasoline or petrol or and diesel and other products. So we will see a conversion in investments. So international market will see a drop in the price of housing. So the housing market may crash, as some are saying, but even if it doesn't crash, we will see a huge drop in the housing market internationally. Not every single country, I cannot say that for sure, but most of the countries, because although 2020 was seen and was predicted the year to be the drop in housing prices and, you know, the housing market crash. As they were saying that, you know, the housing market would crash in 2020. It did not. But we will see shortly. I cannot be 100%. I'm not an infallible, but I anticipate and wait to see a drop in the house prices. So some of the bigger cities probably will see the less of it, like London. But some of the smaller cities, suburbs of the big cities, will see a house price drop, at least 20 to 30%. Many countries will see a drop of probably even 40%, around 40%. So we will see a drop in the housing market. Housing market will crash because buying power and other factors will play a major role. Interest rates may rise. Stamp duties have been lifted on £500,000 houses or below in Britain. And from 1st of April, you will see a rise. You will see the stamp duty coming back in. So a lot of people have invested. And so many, many things will happen. We will see many developments happening internationally. So the housing market will be affected in many countries. What else can we expect? So economically, internationally, I'm not sure if it will happen within the next few months, but probably by the end of the year, we should see the rollout of, you know, they will roll out the digital currency or the cryptocurrency. So the Chinese have started rolling it out in China in a few cities. And I think slowly other countries will follow. We saw a few articles in some of the major newspapers in Britain that China has now started their own cryptocurrency. For 500 years, Europeans or the Americans have controlled the world economy. And we will see a shift of the world economy being controlled by the Asians, probably, most likely. So it'll be a shift of power from west to east. And that will be political, but more so economical. So we will see the rise of China in this year economically. It is now officially the biggest economy. So we will probably not see superpowers like we've had in the past century and early, you know, the 20 years of this century. We saw superpowers controlling the world economy, world politics, and world media and everything. So they impacted everything internationally. But so the concept of superpower will now probably end. So there'll be no superpower. We will have regional powers. So we'll have Asian tycoons like China, Russia, probably. Some of the other countries will rise. And they will not control the whole of Asia, probably. Parts of Asia they will control. Parts of Africa they will control. And we'll have other powers rise, like Indonesia, probably like Turkey, probably Iran and Pakistan as well. India is going through economical crisis at the moment. So we will see how it impacts them and how they will recover. China, well, how China is a very big power. So they're officially the biggest economy in the world now. So they will control the economy, but they will not control everything. So they will not be like America in many, many senses. So you will have European powers. Germany will become the European power after Brexit. So EU is weaker. It is not like how it used to be after Brexit, and also France not being so strong. Weak Britain and weak France means stronger Germany than ever. So Germany will now control European Union. The Central European Union Bank is in Germany. So Germany will control EU and will also control Europe because of its productivity, production. So economically, the biggest power in Europe will most surely be Germany. We will see Russians rise again. They have alternative energies. You know, so they are claiming they also have gas and petrol, but they are saying that they have many, many, not just a few, not just one or two, but probably a few, quite a few alternatives for gas and oil and gas. So we will see new forms of energy is being introduced by the Russians. So they will become a major player again. I'm not saying if this is all good or bad. I'm just saying what is expected. We will see a weaker America and a weaker role of America and Britain internationally. So Britain may have some role, but not as it used to have. But America will certainly not have the role it had economically, internationally. It will become very weak. So economically, we will see investments going into new forms of energies. There will be one good thing that you can invest in. So when the housing market crashes and the housing market drops, you can probably invest into that. You can invest into, you know, shares into technology and some of the new companies that have taken off within the last 20 years. They're becoming big. So probably shares, buying shares. These are all, you should get advice from your financial advisors more than myself. I'm only giving predictions. These are not, I'm not, you know, this is my incomplete research, and I do not claim to be some sort of religious tycoon where I give perfect and final advice and everyone should follow. That's not what I'm claiming. I'm only giving an analysis that I have spent quite a lot of time doing research into for the past many years. So I could be wrong, but this is my understanding, and not a prediction, but this is my understanding after a lot of research and advice from many specialists. Within the next 10, 15, 20 minutes maximum, I will end, and then you can ask questions. But do give me some time. So it is extremely important that we all realize that we are now transforming. So there is a shift of power from the West to East. And even some of the biggest British newspapers admit that it is going to be a shift from the West to East after 500 years. So it's a very long time that the Europeans controlled everything. And for the past some 130 something years, the Americans have been the biggest economy. And in the past 137 odd years or something like that, it is the first time that someone has now crossed America and have become the biggest economy, and that's China. So China will have a bigger control. They are known to be the world's factory. They do produce most of the things internationally. So they are the biggest producers in terms of in everything, to be honest. So now they have a satellite, they're going into space, and they have all sorts of plans. So we will see some of the Asian countries become extremely huge in terms of economy. And we will see a drop in some of the Western powers, economical powers. Now, one of the concerns will be food industry, where and how you buy your food. You know, people would want to see the production of food. So food industry will remain as long as the human beings remain. We will see. So we have lost over 2 million people in the coronavirus. But we will see new variants, as the Economist magazine has predicted, that we will see many, many variants of this virus. Which will be worse than what we saw in 2020. So there will be loss of lives. So many people will lose, and even younger people will now die. Even children will die from coronavirus, they're saying. So the new variants will be more dangerous. Now, we are hearing that in mid to end of February, we will open up again. But unfortunately, we're also hearing that once we open up, we will lock down. We will go back to lockdown again in probably April time. So Easter onwards, we will go to another lockdown. So we will only see March as time that, you know, when we, or, you know, when we go out and we, but the new variants will be more dangerous. So although that there is a vaccine and today in Britain, we have announced that the over 70s now have, you know, will be getting now. It was so far only over 80 or the people in the front line, you know, we're receiving the vaccines, but we will see more people getting the vaccines. But we will still see a decline in businesses. Many of the big businesses will go to bankruptcy. So what we hear from the British economists and the British government is that the British government has not seen economical crisis in the past 300 years, what we are seeing now. So they have applied for over 500 billion, so 525 billion pounds of loans for the budget of 2021. So that, all of that will add up not only just to British economy and the loss of British economy, but also internationally, because Britain is a big player. So you will see, we are already in a recession. How long will this recession last? Unfortunately, many people were thinking, you know, when you have a dip in the economy, so many people were saying that, you know, it could be a V. So a dip, you know, a drop, and then suddenly it will rise again. That is called a V. And then you could have a U sometimes. So the, you know, the dip remains at the bottom edge for a bit and then rises again. And then sometimes it can be like a U. So it drops and remains for a very long time. Everyone is now saying that it is not a V, that drop and then rise again. And many people are saying that it is not a U, because the whole of 2020 has now gone into the losses, in economical losses. And we are not seeing any recovery in 2021. In fact, the whole of 2021 will remain to be a very difficult year in terms, because of the pandemic. So not only just health crisis, but also economical crisis. The whole of this year will remain a very difficult year. So we will not see any recovery soon. So we will not see any economical recovery in 2021. So be careful in how you invest, where you invest, and what you expect back from your investments. What industries you may invest in. So people will be investing, but you know, you have to be careful in how and where you invest. So the whole of 2021 will be a continuation of 2020, if not worse, in terms of pandemic and also in terms of economical losses. And the recovery will most likely start in probably 2022. So we will see more of not only just losses, but also crisis, unfortunately. Not only just in Europe, but internationally, we will see more crisis, economical crisis, food shortages, and other economical crises. Not only just in housing market and food, but in many, many industries. You will see even the car industry, the motor industry, you know, they have seen huge problems in 2020. Many of them had promised to launch new cars and new models, which they delayed for 2021. But even in 2021, all of those markets will be affected, even if they are launched, even if they are introduced, and they will market many things, but you will not see a rise, a huge rise in many of those industries. You will still see the graphs will be still going downhill. So every industry will be affected, but especially food and housing industry. Third, the airline industry has been very badly impacted, and you will continue to see travel industry, the airline industry, and also hospitality industry. You will not recover. Many of the Europeans and many of the big countries, economical strong countries, they provided grants and help. I'm not sure if they will be able to provide those again for 2021. You may lose many of those grants in 2021 because of the countries now will be facing economical crisis. So they may not be able to give all the help they provided in 2020. So you will see more problems in all of the industries. What are the other industries that will be affected? You've seen a lot of the film industries have now gone into, like online and social, you know, media and other places they are launching and selling. So you've seen a loss of, cinemas, you know, they've gone bankrupt, many of the cinemas. You will see more of that happening. So we will be converting into more online things. People who learn early will be more successful. So the people, you know, the filmmakers that will basically launch their films, into different modes where they launch films and they sell them online. So you can make more business like that. So a lot of those people will make benefits, but a lot of the people who are just waiting for the cinemas to open up again may not make so much benefits. Likewise, there are new platforms being introduced for sports, activities. And so people will play sports, but watching the sports will become a different board game. Deliveries? So people use Post and many other multinational companies that basically use ships and cargoes to supply things. We will be now introduced to drones supplying goods. So many of the big companies will be bringing in drones rather than manpower. So they will use drones to supply food and other goods like technology, phones, and all of these will be supplied by drones. So you will see change in professions, and a lot of the new professions will be introduced very soon. So there'll be conversion from professions. So even 20 years ago, 30 years ago, people could not even imagine, like Kodak company in Japanese. They used to produce films, and people used to basically buy the films to have photographs taken and then print those films. They went bankrupt after digital cameras came in and then smartphones came in. People even in the 80s and early 90s could not even imagine that they will go bankrupt, Kodak and some of the big companies. Likewise, many of the companies will go bankrupt and replacements will be coming in. So you will see a shift into new forms and new mediums. Education and many things will become common for people to do online courses and online things and not attending physically the courses and, teachings and meetings. Many things will convert. And people are now arguing that people will move out of cities because a lot of them will be able to work from home and will be work from online portals and So the new thing will be like what we are doing now, using Zoom for lectures, for all sorts of things, webinars and podcasts. All of these will become common and more useful. So that's the new world order, or they are saying that do not call it the world new world order. It is the virus reset, as they have named it, many people. So they said it is a reset and not a new world order. So there is no new world order. It's a reset. Everything will change, and economically even. So once the currency is digitalized, everything will be digital and they will have more control over it. I promise to keep it as short as possible so then I can try and answer more questions. I will try to the best of my knowledge to answer the questions, but I do not promise to be able to answer all the questions. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you so much, Sayyidna. It's a very important topic, and of course, a lot of people that are watching may not be so educated with these current times, especially, as you said, the shift in power and the difference now compared to pre-corona life. So I've got a few questions here, relating to some are relating to the Islamic side and some are relating to just how it is in terms of, you know, the life, how life would be and how to handle it, etc. So inshallah, if you're able to say that, you can answer. Just a reminder to the viewers that if you do have any questions, whether it's on YouTube or if you're watching here on Zoom, just type it up in the chats and I will be monitoring them. And for those who have sent in those questions, I will be asking Sayyidna shortly. And, you know, this webinar is a recurring webinar every Monday at 6 p.m. here on Zoom and YouTube. So thank you so much for joining us. So Sayyidna, this question I have here, and it's in regards to, you know, the whole idea of cryptocurrency. As you said, you know, a lot of everything's going online now, and the paper currency is slowly dying out. As you can see, a lot of people are investing in cryptocurrency, etc. So a lot of people are sort of confused because, as you know, a lot of Maraja have prohibited cryptocurrency. So someone is asking, what do we do if their Maraja has prohibited cryptocurrency? How do we handle a paperless lifestyle?
Well, once the paper currency is banned completely, then, you know, you will see new fatwas that will obviously allow it. At the moment, we are only going through a transition. And usually we see many people are skeptical and many people are very careful. And it's called caution, ihtiyat. And ihtiyat is, you know, al-ihtiyat or sabilun najat. It is, precaution is the path of salvation. So our fuqaha do not indulge into the new.
We seem to have temporarily lost Sayyidna. I think he'll be back. Yeah, sorry, I think we temporarily lost you for a second.
Yes, so precaution is extremely important because it may harm our faith, our lifestyle, our economical well-being, and many other things. And therefore, our fuqaha and our maraji, our jurists, are many times very careful and precautionary before they allow the things to take their toll and to take their place. So slowly they will have to revise. And I think it will only happen once they know that this is the new way of international economical dealings.
So of course, that is, as you said, a new fatwa will be released if, you know, there is an extinction of paper currency. Before I ask the Islamic questions, I'm going to try and get through the general questions before I move on to the Islamic side. Of course, the topic is Islam and contemporary issues, so we'll get through the contemporary issues before we get to the Islamic side. But just before that, the people are asking, someone is asking, for those who have been allowed to use cryptocurrency by the manager, do you recommend them to invest in cryptocurrency, or should they wait it out? Should they see what things are happening? Or would that be one of those cases that it may lead to things being too late?
I think they need to be very careful in which cryptocurrency they invest, because already some of the cryptocurrencies have reached their peak and they're going to be obviously dropping. And some of the new ones that are coming in may be picking up very quickly. So I think they need to be careful in because many of the cryptocurrencies, because you see, it is like a control world, but you don't know who the controller is. So who is behind those? You don't know. And because some of the countries will be declining economically and some of the countries will be very strong economically. So it is you need to be very careful in which currencies you invest, because I don't want to promote any. Because if I say that, okay, invest into this, it'll be promoting that. So I'm not going to name any. But you will see that some of the bonds, you know, no one is at the moment allowing. You know, like everyone is very skeptical and very careful about investing into the bonds of different countries. For the first time, the Chinese have now launched some bonds, and they're saying that, you know, it is, you know, the minus yield, you know, like if you buy for 100, you're guaranteed 95% of it, so 95 you will surely get back. And, you know, a lot of the people will be investing into that because like insurance companies and everyone, because they have been guaranteed 95% buyback guarantee. So you need to be very careful in what you invest and what cryptocurrencies. So some of them may have reached their peak already, and they may be dropping now. So that's my advice. But you're better to get professional and, like the economists. Even there, I've spoken to some of the economists, and even they are saying, we cannot say for sure, because although the Chinese have now launched, their own eRAM, but, is it the way forward? Many are now very quickly buying all of those because they are, because everyone believes that the Chinese will take over completely. Even though even the Westerners are saying, Europeans and Americans are saying, but should I be, so I don't want to, because, with Imam and with religious dress, people think that this is probably, some guidance from the 12th Imam, alayhi salatu wasalam. So I don't want to take any of that responsibility, because I am not connected to the 12th Imam. I only believe in him. I cannot claim to be, some sort of religious marja or authority to say, yes, I understand this completely. And, everyone, please invest into that. So it'll be a big, huge responsibility for me to say that buy this currency or that cryptocurrency. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. And unfortunately, because it is like a new world and it's a transitional period, I see a lot of people are sort of panicking. And the only thing that you can say is for them to do their own research and to take their time. Because of course, some of the questions I'm getting here are questions of panic. Some people are asking if they should start learning Chinese since they're going to be taken over by China. So it's people are just a bit confused, because of what's happening. And a lot of people, especially those who are not so involved with, politics or how the world works, and they're just living their life for themselves. Unfortunately, they are, they're the ones that need the guidance, especially from scholars and from experts. So it's very essential that they do their own research and then ask the scholars. This question here is asking, what can we do? Like, what sort of advice can you give, Sayedna, for us to adjust to this major change and shift in power?
Okay, two things you said are very important. One is not to panic, because when you panic, you will always make the wrong mistake. You will make the mistakes, you will make the wrong decisions, you will make decisions that are not wise. So don't panic. And yes, we're going through a transition, but you need to be careful and have patience. So sabr is extremely important. Now, this transition will happen whether we like it or not. So be careful in making the choices. Learning Mandarin, Chinese, is extremely important. Learning a language is useful anyway. So we have seen the use of dollar, and the power of dollar and the use of English language internationally. But people, now learning other languages, Imam Ali al-Islam says that whoever learns the language of a people will be saved from their evil decisions. So learning languages, increases your brain power, increases your abilities, increases your potential and your awareness. So learning is, learning a language is very important. So do learn a language, but be careful that do not make hasty decisions. This transition will happen, and it is to happen this year and next year. So within this year and next year, we will see all of these changes come in. We will see other changes which will be slowly rolled out in the oncoming years. So what was going to happen in many, many years will happen in the next few years. So in the next 5 years, we will see huge changes, but especially this year is a change of, is a year of changes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sayedna. So this next question, before I move on to sort of the Islamic sorts of questions, it's a double-headed question. It's asking if people should prepare for war. Does this show a way to potential war? And was the virus a plan from China to take over the world?
Well, some people are saying that it was a plan from China, but many people are saying that no, that all bigger countries were a part of it. So it's a transition. And it cannot happen with the will and wish of just China. It could have happened with Deville and Bischoff, America alone, long time ago, but America is not even strong enough. So no country has such a big hold. So all of these bigger countries are on board, I believe. I'm not still clear on the plan, and it is not clear to me. So there may be many countries, on this agenda together. So there will be a transition, and they're all together in it. You know, they all know that there is a plan. There's, you know, we have to roll it out together. So, and it's a transition. It's going to be, you know, many, many changes. But should we prepare for a war? Unfortunately, even the British Army chief has said that, I think we're going towards a world war because of the economic crisis. Many people think we have wars when we are in good times. Always remember, in good times, no wars happen. Wars always happen in bad times, in bad economical situations. When we are in economical mess, when we are in economical crisis, that's when the world wars happen. That's when huge and big wars happen. And we are in an economical crisis. I cannot be certain. I'm not certain about a war, but we may see a war this year, a big war. I'm not sure, but I think there will be a war. And this war will only happen because we are going through economical crisis. If Britain is openly saying that we have not seen the economical crisis we are seeing now in the past 300 years. So in the past 300 years, you know, they went to many, many wars in all economical crises, you know, after, you know, the First World War happened in economical crisis. Second World War came after the Great Depression. So we saw all of those wars, you know, in economical crisis. And we are in a huge economical crisis that we have not seen for centuries, people are saying. So we will probably most likely go to a war. I cannot predict which part of the world it will start. But many, many countries will be involved. It will be a big war. And there were talks of a population control in America, that they wanted to control the world population and cut it down by 70%. So I'm not sure if this is going to be that time when they, you know, go to probably a nuclear war or something like that, and, you know, many more pandemics will come after. So I cannot be certain, but it seems like it. It seems like the year of war.
Yeah, and for sure, it's best to be prepared rather than just to, you know, live life in ignorance. It's best to be prepared and do your own research. So thank you so much for that, Sayed. Now, someone is asking, what about properties and houses? Because, you know, the economy is so unstable right now. Is it wise for people to invest in properties, or do you think it's best if you should just wait?
Wait for another few months. I think after March, April, situation will become more clear before you invest. So another few months will have a better and clearer picture for you to invest into property.
Okay, and let's move on to the more Islamic side of the questions. We've got about 10 minutes before we end the webinar. I said now, so thank you so much for your patience in answering the questions. I hope that the people are able to learn as much as they can whilst we have you in this webinar. Someone is asking, you know, for those who are impacted heavily economically and financially in these times, what can the Muslim communities do and the community leaders do in order to help those people that are being impacted financially?
I think the Muslim community should try and look out for all the poor people that are impacted, especially in Africa, many Asian countries, even in Europe, even in North America. So please look out for the people who may not be speaking out. You know, they may not be expressing that they are struggling, especially with their bills and especially with their food and their rations. So many countries are now seeing tough times. So try and help out on all of those. And secondly, I think the Muslim community should remain united, because anything that happens will... a divided community will suffer the worst. So remaining united will help us survive this pandemic and survive the wars if they happen. And the third thing the Muslim community can do is keep your eyes open to the guidelines of the leadership, the aware and strong leadership, the leadership, which is do not take all of the political leaders as, you know, true leaders. So the true leaders, which are pious, who are pure, who are, you know, that Allah will guide the pure and pious leaders to guide the community truly in these pandemics. So not only just, you know, any president, prime minister who comes into power is just being a Muslim doesn't mean that he is pious and good and can guide us. So it's very important that you stick to the pure and pious leadership that will guide you through the tough times ahead.
And for sure, and that comes down to, again, researching who you follow and who you take advice from. Some sort of question here, which I believe is a very important question. Someone is asking, obviously, you know, looking at the atrocities that the Chinese government has done to the Uyghur Muslims, etc. If China do become, you know, the world leaders, and if there is a time where we abide by the rules of the Chinese government, or even, you know, indirectly abiding by their rules, how would that impact religion and Islam in particular? Would we have to go into taqiyya, or would we just live our lives normally?
I am not sure 100%, but I don't think that the Chinese, like the British or the Americans, you know, when the British were the superpower, they did control a lot of the things that happened, politically. And the Americans surely did. But I don't think the Chinese will try and get politically involved. They will only try and control the economy, and they will send out. Unfortunately, they are a communist country, so they don't believe in God. The British did believe in God, you know, Christianity, Queen, believed in God, and the Americans believed in God, but they had their own agenda and their own religious supremacy, you know, they believed in. But the Chinese have no God. They don't believe in any God. So I'm not sure at the moment, they are continuously saying that they will not, they do not claim to be a superpower. So they will not, politically correct. You know, they will not roll out that agenda. So hopefully they will not. So we can only pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will not try and politically control everything. So they will only try and control the economical situation of the world. And that way they may impact. Obviously, anyone who has an agenda, you know, economical agenda, they also have other agendas. So they will try and roll out some of their own, you know, views and concepts because they don't believe in God. So they have a certain way of thinking about money because there is no God. So we don't need to provide for the poor people or something like that. But they do also believe in equality and other things. So they have human rights problems, but all countries had human rights issues. Many of them did not show that they had problems, but many of them obviously later on admitted that they had them. So we will see problems, but let's see how the Chinese people, because they are, let's admit that they are the largest population. They are 1.4 billion people, and they will start sending the people out, like they have started sending people out to Pakistan, you know, for the CPAC, and also to many of the African countries. The Chinese people are now being sent out, not only just for labor, but also, all of the works that they're doing, they are sending their people now, just like the British and the Americans did, so more than the other countries. So we will see a huge control and impact of the Chinese and government and the Chinese people of the world. We'll only find out the true colors of the Chinese once they start taking over.
That is true. And of course, as you said, it's something that is a major change. It's best for people to, you know, be prepared for these kind of things. And inshallah, God willing, everyone will be safe and able to move on. I'm sorry to be constantly bombarding you, Sayyidina, with the questions, but believe me, I have to filter through so many questions. Just to reiterate, there's no need to panic. A lot of people are unfortunately believing in the the conspiracy theories. Someone just asked if taking the vaccine would make them a digital person. So, you know, it's best not to believe everything that you hear, etc. But in regards to the vaccine, Sayedna, someone has asked if it is allowed for us Islamically to take the vaccine, because, you know, there's a lot of scientists that say that the vaccine itself has caused infertility, and is something to do in relation to, you know, as you said before yourself, population control. So what would be your advice in terms of this vaccine?
I think we should wait for the fatwa. At the moment, our fuqaha have not forbade the vaccine, and they have allowed it. So taking the vaccine, there are many, many side effects that are being now coming out. There have been many, many deaths and side effects. Obviously, all medicines, you know, they have side effects. So you have to be careful in what sort of vaccine you're taking. But at the moment, our fuqaha have not forbidden it. So I will not take any responsibility by saying that, okay, you know, don't take it or take it. But our fuqaha, if they haven't given a fatwa against it, then it is fine to take it. But I think it is better when the time comes, because, you know, at the moment, they're only vaccinating over 80, over 70, over 60 in different countries, depending on where you are. In India, they've started actually giving the vaccination to every 50 plus. So anyone who is 50 or over. In Britain, they are now doing it for 70 and over. In some countries, they're doing it for 60 and over. So depending on where you are, I think taking the vaccine, our fuqaha, as they have not said that it is forbidden, you can take it, but just wait for your turn. And by March, April time, we will have the side effects and everything very clearly listed. So just a month or so, you will know, have a better picture anyway. And it's only for elderly at the moment, and the elderly have lived there most of their lives anyway. So if they're taking it, you know, it's fine. So, you know, we all have to take it. They will not allow you to travel. So whether you like it or not, whether your religion allows it or not, you know, it will be a compulsion, unfortunately. So, you know, whether you like it or not, you have to take it.
Of course, there's a lot of conspiracies and theories going about all over the place. And we can just hope that, you know, this government that has, of course, backstabbed its people many times is actually not backstabbing this time, and hoped for the best if we are put in a position to take the vaccine without a choice. Just the last question, Sayedna, of course, you're a busy man. We're running out of time. I don't really want to be constantly bombarding you with these questions. And apologies for those who have been asking questions. I hope that, inshallah, you are able to find them, the answer to them through your own means. This last question here says, is the virus itself a punishment from God? And is this a sign of the end of times?
We cannot say for sure if it is a punishment from God, you know, but subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that, you know, glory be to he who sends different colors of punishments on the people because of their doings. You know, we are sometimes so badly corrupt, and the rest of us just sit down and watch the corruptions that happen. So, you know, different types of reactions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also come. And it is not from Allah, you know, it's our own doing. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ. You know, the Holy Quran very clearly says, the first one was a dua, was a supplication, but this one is an ayah. This is a verse from the Holy Quran, that all the corruption that you see on the surface of the earth and in the oceans is the doing of mankind. So we cause some of these things, you know, we have done things to cause them. Sometimes, you know, they're man-made, sometimes they are, you know, natural, you know, because of, you know, uncleanliness and so many things, different things that we do. These things come up. And even if there is a punishment, you know, then we can repent. And if anyone dies from it, you know, they have been forgiven, inshallah. And the rest of the people should repent. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a cure for it. And we can only pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, if it is a punishment, then forgive us for it. And if it is not a punishment, it's a trial from you, then give us the success in this trial so we can survive. And, you know, we went through so many pandemics in the past. Mankind have gone through so many wabas, pandemics. So many of these things have happened in the past. Mankind will survive this pandemic as well.
Yes, thank you. And just a reminder to the viewer that this webinar will be taking place every Monday at 6 p.m. here on Zoom and YouTube. Very important topic we discussed today. So thank you so much, Sayedna, for enlightening us and answering the questions as much as you could. And apologies to the viewers if I was unable to ask your questions. Inshallah, I will see you next week. Sayedna, take care of yourself. Inshallah, I will see you soon.